Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Guys, thanks. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Just kind of want to make a quick announcement, man. The lines are full now. It's just 7 o'clock, so if anybody else is trying to get on, we will post a link out there on call out for people to click on to be able to listen to the show. This is wild, man. I mean, 7 o'clock and the lines are full. So, I mean, that is an accomplishment. I guess you can look at it that way. But at the same time, that's wild. But not to prolong, kind of go on and get started with the show tonight. First of all, we like to open saying that we got someone to bring up any upcoming events for this month or whatever. Feel free to do so now. You can press 1 on your phone and we'll open it up. I guess I'll start it off by saying that we will have the Louisiana Roundup Grudge Race next week at State Capitol Raceway. Looking for some guys from all around to come and kind of put on a show and actually race. Got a lot of races lined up. So on the thing now, we're just hoping that just to carry it out or whatever, and for the fans or whatever, because, I mean, it's almost the end of 2014, and really we hadn't got a chance to see a whole lot of racing this year. So hopefully, the last part of the year, we can go out with a big bang for 2014. With that being said, we got some callers here, so I go on and open up the lines now. 3750, your line is open.
I'm just listening, Chris.
Okay, what's going on, man?
I'm chilling, bro.
Oh, okay. All right. To move on, we got another caller here, 5675. Your line is open.
All right, that's up.
What's going on, man?
I can't call it.
We're
just going to listen
to what
they got going for this weekend in India.
Okay. All right. How did you come out this weekend, man?
We did pretty decent. Got the bike straight now. I got it going back the right way. And I like me to really check on that Promar thing y'all got going on. Check on that Promar thing. You were telling me we were talking about last time.
Oh, yeah.
I like to come over and get in one of those.
Well, we sure would love you, because that's, like I said, that's definitely in the making, man, as we speak, so.
Good.
Indeed. Let's see here, man. Well, I think they couldn't wait to put the video up out there, but I said, man, they get that worked out.
Oh,
yeah. All right. We got another caller here, man. 0676. Your line is open.
What's up, Chris? Eugene.
Hey. All right. You seen what's going on, man?
I ain't nothing. I'm just listening in for right now.
I got you. All right. We got 1948. Your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing, man? What's up, Sean?
Oh, it's...
What's going on with you, Mark?
I can't call.
I can't either, boy. I can't. I guess it's going to be a big thing. It should be a big thing up there the weekend. I guess it. I know Buck's going to have his bike up there. I don't know if Katrina's going to be there or not, but...
No, I don't think they're going to come. But I got a couple others that's coming that might step up to the plate. We'll see Saturday night.
Right. Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
We're going to have some fun, though.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Most definitely. Going to be some fun up there in Indy. Yeah, because they do race on the street up there.
Oh, yeah. Park 100 going to be off the chain.
Oh, yeah. That place be out of control, boy. I'm talking about, man, they be everywhere.
All concrete.
Yeah, I didn't know they still did it like that till I went up there that last time. I said, man, goodness, we stayed at the main 3 o'clock that morning.
He was down at 6 o'clock before some of them motherfuckers left.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was. I said, man, them boys still getting around up here. So, yeah, they definitely racing. They got some pretty decent running bikes, too. But yeah, other than that, boy. Is it gonna be well? The only girls that have ever ain't nobody ran but Mike and Custom Cut, Katrina and N2D. Ain't nobody else in the ring.
Nope.
In the big fight.
Hello, what did you think for if you had to rank bikes? We were talking about this at work today during lunch. If you had to rank a bike 1 through 5. How would you put those bikes in order, counting on the bikes that actually has raced this year?
If I had to put a 1 to 5 racing this year, in 2014.
Right. And we got into a heated discussion today.
Well, it really ain't gonna be but 3 or 4 bikes, Chris, because ain't nobody racing but Custom Cut, Geronimo, Katrina, and N2D. And you can't put
that's what I was saying,
there.
Too. I
can't be no five. I mean, and whoever the fifth.
Right. And me, yep. You got to forget, you know, when I ran Bayley with that slick bike.
Right.
Yeah, me.
Yep.
In 2014. Long people
don't win. I said the same thing.
Yeah, but ain't but 4 or 5 of them that done race this year. I think Buck is a trend. I mean, they gonna get it on real soon. I think they're going to get it. Buck go up there, his bike runs good in the Indy. I think they're going to get it on real soon somewhere.
There's a possibility he might have a run in Indy.
Yep. Even without the
trend. It got very itchy up this way.
Yes, indeed.
Yep. You're right.
All right. Man, for the few that was on last week, we done a little underground first talk, man. It seemed like it worked pretty good, so we might be doing those.
Oh, yeah, little Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was
providing
real sweet. That was real cool.
Yeah.
That was real cool.
Yeah. So,
real cool.
I think we're going to continue to try to do that. I don't know about this round. I got to run down to the track. So But things go up the way, and we may shoot another one out Friday night, but I'll kind of let you know.
Yeah, because I like that was pretty smooth. Yeah. It was real smooth. Everybody was saying, and you know, everybody was coming, you know, talking nice. That was real smooth there.
Are you
so kidding me? It was definitely
smooth. Hey, Mark, well, I got you on the phone, man. What are some of them guys from Indy planning on coming down in the South and then some of these South bikes put some on?
I plan on coming down there, Chris, but this week, that weekend that you got from having your race, I got other obligations to do somewhere else, but I was planning on coming.
Oh, no, it don't have to be next week. I'm just talking about just telling them to make a trip down here with the bikes down in the
South. I'm planning on coming down there with my personal bike, not with your pro street bike. I'm going to come with my personal bike.
Oh, I want some of them big-name people up there to come down here with some of them bikes, man. Some of them so-called grudge bikes up there.
Yeah.
Yep, that'll be something good to do, you know, because a lot of these guys, you know, they ain't really known because they don't never go nowhere.
Right, they ain't never been nowhere.
They won't never go nowhere.
And
they got to be good. Like I done seen, I ain't never seen it before.
Right.
And I know I've been all the track.
From around this area down here, so he should have a taste of it, but he got up that way, man, and don't know his way back down south.
He don't know his way back, huh?
Yeah, he done lost his way, man. He grew up around back here.
But maybe he just don't want to come back, Chris. Maybe he don't want to taste what's down here.
Yeah, because we got troublemakers down here.
What's up,
Mom? What's going on, man? We got troublemakers down there. That's why. That's all I'm saying. I ain't calling no names.
You ain't got to call no goddamn names. I know exactly what
you're
talking about.
What's up, Eugene? What's going on, Eugene?
What's up, Bob? you know, I wasn't going to say nothing because you ain't spoke up until I said something.
Eugene, you must be driving, Eugene.
Huh?
Driving tonight. No, you laid back chilling, huh?
Huh?
I said you laid back chilling tonight, huh?
Yeah, I'm laid back. I'm just listening. I'm just chilling, that's all.
That's
what's up. That's all. I ain't driving. I'm at work, so I ain't driving. I won't be driving for 7 days.
Well, I know you got your heels kicked up.
Oh, yeah. I'm chilling.
Everybody need a break.
That's right.
Indeed.
Yeah, Chris, that was a nice show Friday, man. That was pretty nice. Yeah, that was like a little. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. That was, yeah, we need at least every other week or something like that. That was real nice.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Hey, y'all, I was at the dinner table listening.
Mom, I wasn't even being messy either. See, I was on, you didn't even know it. I wasn't even being messy.
I see. Well, you know what, I'm going to congratulate you. But you still messy.
If you think I'm messy, you wait for the night over with me.
Oh, I know. I'm waiting. You know I'm waiting. Boy, have I waited.
Yes, indeed. Man, let's see, we got another caller here. Well, no, I thought we did, but we don't. That's false. False alert, that's all. All right, my false alert. Yeah, I know some people are trying to get on, man, but tonight, 7 o'clock, dude, the lines were full.
Hello, Chris, this is Buck.
Yeah, it was a
rip, and then I got lost. Chris, can you hear me? This Buck.
I can hear you. What's going on?
Not much. Just want to answer a couple of questions about my bike. I mean, those guys, Green Account, really think I'm afraid of them. I don't mind running those guys, but I just have to run them up north. I mean, I don't my bike down that way. It's called, I mean, JT is quit riding my bike. I mean, he's getting kind of mad.
Man, ain't nobody but Custom Cut Brother. Hang him up, Custom Cut Brother, man. He's a character, man. He's a 1 week he's a repo, man. Now he's fucked.
But it is
fucked. Man, it is fucked.
The only reason we don't have a problem running the Katrina camp is just, I mean, JT is almost gonna quit riding my bike, man. It nearly blew his balls off last time he was on it. So, you know, I mean, we don't have any problem running those guys. They're cool, but we really don't have enough to run them. But you know, I mean, it's on the table. We will run. You know,
okay.
I mean. I consider one of my bike the elite bike out there. I haven't beat anybody, but I know I can.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have to go out there and we can run a number and say we can beat somebody. I mean, those, you know, Custom Cut clowns and those other clowns out there, the Dusties, those guys, we can run through those guys. Katrina, we want to run him.
Okay.
And if you see the question, you just talk to Mr. Buck. That's me, direct him to me.
Okay.
Mississippi White Boys, that's what they call me. Mississippi White Boys.
Sure got a mean accent.
But, I mean, we from the South. That's how we do it down here, son.
Yeah, I know it. I feel you, Buck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. Fuck, when you gonna sell that old Corvette you was driving that week?
Say what, buddy?
When you gonna sell that old Corvette you was driving last week?
I ain't got to sell a god dog on thing what I got. I can ride. I mean, I'll ride a donkey if it's in my yard.
Yeah, buddy, I see you.
Why y'all fellas get quiet? I mean, if you got any questions about Kingpin, just ask right here, buddy, right here.
What happened to Kingpin in Virginia? What happened to it? They said someone went down on it. What happened to it?
Well, I mean, you know the economy's kind of bad right now, and I don't know if my builder needs any money. But, you know, my bike just been blowing the smithereens. I don't know what's going on with it, but we're going to have to keep that done. I mean, I don't know what the problem is. I mean, I can't see get down the track.
You said the bike was doing what?
Did he say blowing the smithereens? That's a new one right now, blowing the smithereens.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, we're going to get down the track. I got the number. I can show you the number that I ran, buddy.
Well, what kind of numbers you can show us?
I mean, we can sit down at a table. If we don't have to bet on the bike. We'll bet on the numbers.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you kind of confident then.
All you got to do is call me. That's all you got to do, call me.
Well, when do you think that race going to take a place?
Well, as I see it right, we got to make sure that our bike will stay together right now. I mean, as of right now, it just don't like any nitrous. Every time we put nitrous on, it just blows up. I mean, heck, man, Jeremy Teasley, man, he just blew up three motors, man, and all he does is smile at me. Hey, go back to the drawing
board. Hey, Buck, don't that piss you off with, three motors?
Excuse me?
I said, don't that piss you off a little bit?
No, buddy, it pissed me off a whole lot. I mean, I put all my money in it, and I can't get down the track, and all these other guys running up can't seem to fight down the track anymore.
Oh, goodness. Man, my boy has lit up behind that, man. Maybe these guys want to answer something. Let me open up these lines, guys. Hold on. We got 7569.
Yeah, open them up, man. Everybody want to talk to Buff.
7569, okay. Your line is open, man.
Jay Paul, you're a goddamn fool.
What are you talking about, buddy? This is Buck. This is Buck Aruba. Ruben.
Damn it, man.
Why do you keep blowing the mic to smell the ring? I mean, that's what it is, buddy. It blows the smell of the ring.
So what you
going to
do with Jerry Jones?
Well,
what you going to do with Jerry Jones?
Well, Jerry Jones is nothing but a clown. I mean, I've seen those kind of people, knew him my lifetime. All he does is put a nose on and struts around there with his sights on, and, you know, he calls himself a racer. I mean, he's a
what about that damn brother here? What do you think about that brother here?
You know, I don't really know much about him. I mean, that guy, I don't know. Him and Jared, I don't know about those guys. I mean, I don't really know about them. I mean, they say they fast. You know, all I know is they got through a loop last year with that foreign guy he was dealing with. just before a ride.
See, we, I thought you were messing.
What'd you say, Crowley?
Man, I ain't messing. You just be labeling me. I don't say nothing. I just only talk when I'm talking to.
Hey, Pee-wee, we didn't start that shit. Then we dusted it.
I know, bro. You got all good.
Supposed to be people, y'all guys out there, y'all little fellas out there. Now, they's a little short guy. I mean, there's a bunch of these guys out here pawning the bikes off these days. Like several guys. You know, I'm not going to no names to people. But, you know, I'm getting in that business, too. So if you're going into a tight, you call old Buckaroo and we'll bail you out, buddy. You're fine. You don't have to worry about nobody standing behind you. You'll be able to run your bike. Now, if you blow it up now, you're going to need to come to me and bring your paddle. I mean, if you got your mobile home, just bring the deed to it and the land. And we'll get you back running. I mean,
We black people, we know
who you talking
about.
I mean, I don't want to talk to you people that way because you might get irritated at me.
You people, wait a minute, Buck, hold on, Buck. How did you get you people out of this?
hey, buddy, you best believe I voted Obama last year. I mean, he's a good guy.
But why do you say you people?
Stop, Marvin.
Hey, man.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
step on your toes.
Marvin, you got to be.
Marvin,
you taking up me and Antonio place now. You can't get
Now, get back to this. I mean, about this pawning thing going on. Now, there's several guys out here that's not lost the bike, just don't have it at this particular time. You know, we got one little guy look like a monkey. I mean, I'm not going to...
Hold on, bro. You did it again, bro. How are you a white man that you calling somebody a monkey? Wait a minute. Hold on, bro. First you say you people. Now you call somebody a monkey. You know what? I'm a little offended right about now.
I'm sorry, boy. I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry.
Boy! Did you call me a boy? You know what? Chris.
Damn, Bob.
I mean,
just let it go, Bob.
I know, you know, I don't want to disrespect you guys, but getting back to this pawning deal. I mean, if you call 1-800-BUCKAROO, you can get your bike and, you know, like the winter wheel, we'll get your motor, get your good combination, and you can run with all the rest of you guys. You know, we can put some chrome rims on it. We know y'all like that. And, you know, you can run up fast and, you know, and be fast. You know what I mean? You can strut around like that Cuts guy, you know, and, you know, run around there in your own yellow and what other color he has, black. I mean, orange and black, I mean, that means get back.
I don't hurt it all.
I'm telling you.
He's the old boss. I'm just telling you.
Yes, indeed.
That must be my pawn. Hello? Yeah, he bought his time up here. Yeah. Tell him to bring his mic off. All right. Bye.
Damn. Boy, CJ Mosby don't hear this.
Boy.
He's blowing a gasket right about now.
Get on here.
Man, this is
work. What about they got going on there, Charlie?
I don't know.
Who's that old New Gene?
What?
Oh, I thought you were referring to me, buddy.
What, Charter? What about me? I ain't said a word.
Oh, I was making sure, man, because I'm telling you, we're not afraid of y'all guys.
Hey, man, who are going to Union this weekend?
Oh, goodness. Who got the race over in Union this weekend?
Rasheem, I believe it is.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I ain't gonna let you go there.
Thank you, Walter.
Rasheem ought to have a good turnout.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to make it down to Mississippi, man. You know, everything I got to hit the highway, so shit, I don't mind hitting the highway.
Yeah,
especially after some guys that call out these kids out here with these street time bikes.
I'm gonna light me a couple of left hand cigarettes and hit the highway.
Oh, look at that.
I'm gonna pour me a cup of that Remy like we were drinking over up there at Rockingham, and light them cigar, light them left hand cigarettes up and highway bound. Put me some blues on.
No worry, when you get to town, I'm gonna have that bottle for you.
My man.
I'm gonna have that bottle for you.
I reckon we'll get Chris drunk. He ain't got nothing else to do.
Ryan, he can hold you up.
Man, we got a we got another caller here, guys. 3750, he's right open.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. All right.
Look, we got another caller here, 2931. Your line is open, too.
Hey, Chris, we got anybody started doing the state capital?
What's it now?
Anybody started doing the state capital?
Yeah, they've been talking up to me, receiving a couple of messages, man. Guys still trying to get some races locked in. I think you ain't going to have no excuse not to say that you can't get no races.
Go straight to here. Get that job.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
Hey, how far is your range from the Alabama state line?
Ooh, about what, 3.5 hours?
Okay,
yeah,
probably
about three.
Yeah, okay.
It depends on how you drive too.
Shut up, man.
Well, I'm gonna have to get the address from you later on.
Okay.
You can make it. Don't worry about it. You can make it. Yeah, come on to Baton Rouge. You can make it.
Hey, we was out there in Woodville today. Where you was at, man?
I'm at work, King. You know the day wins. I'm back at work.
Left out at 10 o'clock and get home at 9 o'clock. That's crazy.
Okay, first fight, not. I ain't in no
negative.
Whatever, fool. Let them take the board like in with Michael Phillips.
Turning on high, man. Jeez,
man. Hey, Tonyo, it's 2 hours and 45 minutes, man, from the line.
Okay, good deal.
Chris, man, Tony, I'll ask you a question.
What was it?
Did the Alec dude, did they lock in with Michael Phillips?
Did they do it now?
Did they lock in with Michael Phillips from Boston, Texas?
Now, the deal with that, rather than doing that talking thing with them, I think they want him, each individual. So the race with Allen, when I talked with him last night, is locked in, and Mike and them already as well. So those two races there shouldn't have no excuse for not going down.
I was curious. The show went so good Friday night, I got them. I was high and went to sleep on the phone.
But y'all keep talking about that. That means that y'all keep talking about it.
Friday night show was so smooth. If you had a question, you can ask a question. You ain't have to worry about nobody cussing and yelling and fussing and all kind of shit at each other.
Shine?
I had me a notebook. I had Shine about 100 questions.
I think they just got Shine a little warm last week, man, on the line.
Shit, last week I hung up.
Yeah, I think Shine was a little warm, man. Yeah, indeed.
Hey, Shine.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What you riding the 4th Street by the window of the lane?
Yo, me doing what?
The cross of the line.
On a 4th Street bike?
Yeah.
No.
I thought somebody had posted a video with you going across the center line.
It was on a pro mod, not a 4th Street. Pro mod.
Well, pro mod. You know, pro mod.
You know, they go crooked every now and then.
Yeah.
You can even keep the bike straight, Shine.
He was over there in the turning lane.
Man, you stood there years ago, man. You need to get off that motorcycle, man.
You're six, eight years old, man.
You up there on a 690 bike running 760. And T you get on the bike and run 690. Man, get off that bike, man. You 6 years old, man. Your time, you let it go.
Come on, Quizart. Come on, Quizart.
Man, and then you gonna tell us to meet you at the track and you didn't even show up. Man, you're pitiful, man. You're pitiful, Shane. Let it go, man.
Man, you know what? I was even degrading myself to meet you nowhere.
Let it go, man.
Man, you got a
You can't ride no grudge bike. They ain't gonna put you on that. I want to ask you, why can you keep that pro mod straight? That's what I want to know.
Now you ask me why.
Okay, let me ask this. Why aren't you riding
you
some of these fast drug bikes? Because you're 6 to 8 years old. You're 6 to 8 years old. And then you put an old-ass man on that bike.
We're going to start picking at you, man. The old man. You know what?
Chris, Shine was over there in the other lane on that Pro Mod bike, man. Hey, he ain't had no business on that bike, man. He over there in the other lane. You gonna hurt somebody, Shine?
Nothing but his mouth to the groove last on.
You could have hurt somebody, Sam.
I don't
you
know how
right
he is. He good, but he now, so when he get on the line, he's now going to be the louder one on here.
Yeah, man, you got somebody on that bike, man. You over there in that lane. No better than that, man.
That's what pro mods do. They do that.
Man, you sit up. Ain't
hello.
Talking to you. I ain't asking you to co-sign.
You probably ain't never been on a training
wheel. Man, you come out. You
hey,
up here. Hey, he don't need you. He don't need you to co-sign for him because you ain't got
hey,
nothing.
Hey, Shine.
Here we go.
Look at, hey, Shine, you sound like a boy too, boy. Hey, Shine.
I got your
boy, hey,
I got your boy playing that between my legs.
Yeah. Look
man,
at,
you
look
got,
at you, man.
You
pitiful, man. You just like Shine. You just like Shine. You ain't got no class, man. You's a
you
idiot, too.
Hey, Chris,
you's
a
complete
idiot.
You's
a
complete idiot.
You's
a complete idiot, man.
Hey, Chris, I got to give you a
complete idiot, man. You're a complete idiot.
Hey, Shine.
Boy, please, you's a boy just like
you. You sound like your name. You sound like you're queer. You sound
right,
like
right.
your name, boy. Queer's off. Queer's off.
Yeah. Hey,
your
Shane.
Name, Queer's
Shane.
Off.
Shane.
You's a queer.
I got a Queer's mask.
You 16 years old, man.
Got some folks looking for
Shane,
me.
Shane, let it go, man.
He about that
Shane,
Ebola down here,
old.
Man. They said you went to New York and spit in the water. Now you got Ebola down here.
Look at him. He ain't got no clay. You an alibet,
man. Hey, man.
I'm looking for you.
You, hey,
you an alibet, man.
Them boys in your breath so stinky, they need to put a Listerine IP in your neck.
Hey, they say you's a boy. They say you run. That's why they letting you ride.
Them boys and your bros,
they ain't letting you ride no bike, man, because you too run. That's why you ain't got no ride.
You ain't got no ride for nobody,
Shane. You ain't riding with nobody, man.
I bet you won't run.
You ain't got no motorcycle.
You won't run.
You ain't got no motorcycle.
Yo, guys, hold on one second. Let me ask you a question. We were talking before you came on. We was asking top five bikes. Can you give me a list of the top five bikes, starting with number one, flat slick boost of them, at the race this year?
Who are you talking to, Chris?
I'm talking to kids.
Who? 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 Talking to who, Chris? Who?
You want to know who the fastest Chris? Chris, hold up. Katrina and In Too Deep and Custom Cut. They don't do my rate in Geronimo. That's it.
Okay.
Them other guys ain't did nothing.
He heard me. Hey, Chris, you know he heard me say that.
Man, ain't nobody heard you. You are nobody.
You
didn't
hear me say that.
You
don't know
what you done said.
He don't know nobody.
Chris.
Them folks don't know him. He don't know nobody.
I don't know
Chris.
Nobody.
Chris.
He just get on the bridge.
Man, he don't know.
Chris.
He don't know nobody.
Chris, who is the oldest drug racer? Who is the oldest drug racer on this phone, man? He's 68 years old. I'm going to give you a hint. He live in Memphis, man. He's 68 years old. He live in Memphis.
You got to get to where he is, Kev.
Hold on, man. Who is that talking to? Is that Ryan talking? Ryan, you ain't gonna do nothing. You know you was a clown, boy.
This ain't nothing, man. Ryan ain't even out here.
Hey.
Oh,
all right, guys.
He don't know nobody.
I'm gonna have to mute you up for one second here. I got another question, man. They done thrown out here to ask everybody on here. For the upcoming races, man, it was like, street top bikes are taking over the grudge game. Seems like it's more easy to get a race with the street top bike now than it is flat slick bike.
What's your car problem?
Man, look at man, I got a breathe, man. You know, that man that got a breath
That man that can bun that helmet off his head.
Boy, y'all stupid.
Oh, we ain't in the same room. I'm still talking. I had a fire extinguisher by now.
Good God.
We ain't in the same room. You see he ain't on here. Actually, when the last time he raced?
He got to go take
last
his dog.
Last time he raced, he was following a guy because I guess he was lost. He didn't know where he was going.
Hey, you bum. Hey, bum, you don't have no motorcycle. I can't race you, man.
No.
Yeah, hey, bum, you,
race you
don't have
you
no
you
motorcycle.
You know what?
You, I don't race no nobody. I don't race no nobody. You washed up, man. You washed up. You're
what
a nobody.
What kind of bike you got? Tell these people what kind of bike you got. Tell these people what you got.
A 2010 ZX10, 64 inches, all motor. What kind of bike you got?
You don't even know what year
you got. What kind of bike you got? What kind of bike
you
got? You got old 10 motor.
I got so many I can stock.
You ain't got nothing. I'm going to race you on that four-wheeler you got with them big boots and that white beat on.
I mean, I got three, four four-wheelers now. I got a Denali. I got a Benz.
Well,
I thought you said
you don't ride four-wheelers. See how you lying? That's why you ain't made
nowhere. Hey, my car four-wheeler.
Man, please. No, I'm talking about that four-wheeler you race around the corner from the street. Man, you ain't going to race nobody. Sharon, you couldn't race me tonight if I did want to race you because you don't have nothing.
I bet you can't meet me on the gate in 30 minutes.
What are you going to be on? Tell me what you're going to be on.
You
know what I'm going to be on.
I bet you can't meet me on the gate in 30 minutes.
What you going to be on, Sharon? You going to go get
something?
You going to go get a motorbike.
I'm
going to
go get a spot bike. I'm going to get my cousin a bike just like yours.
No, you ain't. No, hey, y'all. And then he picking on somebody with a built 1000 racing him with a stock bike. That's how bad Shine he got it now. You pitiful, man.
Okay.
You got a built 1000.
You
get on anything. You get on anything like me, pound for pound. I'm going to beat you down, boy. Now, find
right,
something to lose.
Hold on one second. Between y'all two, will both of you be down at the track on the 16th?
I have my bike, Chris.
Okay. Sam, you going to have something to run.
Chris, he ain't got nothing.
Hold on. One of them talk at a time. One person at a time. Okay, what you got, Sam?
I tell you what you do, Chris. Find me a stock 1000, about 64 inches with an ass shifter and a pipe. That's all I want. I want it to be a foam stock bike with an ass shifter, a swing arm, and a pipe. And let him bring his bike and let him race me head up. Chris, I'm going to pay you if he race me. I'll pay you if he race me.
And you say you want a bone stock bike, 64 inches.
A bone,
with
it can
a
have
pipe.
A bone stock motor. All I want to be is lowered down with a swing arm, an ass shifter, and a pipe.
All right, I'm going to see if I can work on that for you. 64 inches.
And I'm going to run him head up.
Okay.
Please, Chris. Please find him one, Chris. Chris, get him a Suzuki at that. Don't get him no cow.
Okay.
Get him a Suzuki.
Okay.
Get him a Suzuki.
I'm working on
that. As long as it's a 5-1
That's all you
got to
do.
As long as it's a stock 1000.
What is this, the best two out of three?
It's Yamaha. As long as it's a stock 1000.
No, you said 1,000. I can't help you with that.
Yeah, because he got a 1,000. So I'm going to get a 1,000.
Okay.
I will get a 750, but I don't know nobody got none. You have to make it a good race. I will get a 750, but ain't nobody fooling with him.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as it's a stock motor on it, Chris. I don't care about what kind of pipes it got on it. As long as it's a stock bike. You know what, Chris?
Okay.
Find me a good running stock, a good tune stock wheelbase 1000. I'm going to show you what I think about this gay boy. You find me a stock wheelbase 1000.
Wow.
We damn to get on it. Shine ain't going to get on no short wheelbase.
Hey, Chris, find me a slam on the ground with a pipe and ash.
Chris,
1000.
Chris,
that's soon as all that.
Chris, if you find him a short wheelbase, he got to hit down there at State Capitol. That'll be the first race of the night. He got to hit on it.
Hey, Chris. Let me tell you something, Chris.
He got the
I'm
hit
gonna
on
it,
boy.
I'm going to make it my business to be at your race. I'm going to make it my business to be at your race. This boy ain't going to even show up, Chris.
Chris.
He ain't going to show up,
He got the hit. Chris, he got the hit on a short wheelbase. Anybody put him on their bike. Anybody short wheelbase one time, he got the hit from me.
Are you covering all that, Chris?
No. Nah. I'll be there Saturday morning, Chris, at 9:30. I'll be at
this,
I'll be
this
at the
going to be an 8-mile race, a quarter-mile race.
Quarter mile. I'm going to embarrass him.
Okay. Wow. Hold on, guys. We got another caller here.
First race.
All right, CJ.
Hey,
Shouty.
Hey,
Chris.
Uh-huh.
Shouty.
This man will never get in the water with Shine. This is a waste of time right now. He will never get in the water with Shine. He's so weak.
Okay.
Damn.
So you're saying the race will never happen?
If he want to OD, Chris, all he got to do is show up. If he want to OD, all he got to do is show up. Because really, to Chris, I can beat his ass right here in Memphis. But I'm going to wait, let him take his stupid ass down there, and I'm embarrassing for all the people down there.
Okay.
So you find me a Lord 1000, just slam it to the ground. Lord, that's all I need, just slam it to the ground. I'm going to beat that boy senseless. I'm going to beat him like the fool clown he is.
Man, you know
is he going to cover all the bets with that race?
He said he was coming.
He ain't going to bet nothing. I'm going to beat this fool for free, y'all. I'm going to have to beat this fool for free. He ain't going to bet nothing.
Oh, hell.
How you figure you got a bomb, a game line locked up, but you don't want to bet nothing? Now, there you go, Pee-wee, Chris.
Look,
I'm doing it.
Gonna be
where you going to bet?
Pee-wee.
Huh? Where you going to bet?
20. He usually races for 20.
Ask him what
he's
going to bet, Chris. Get him back in here.
Listen, check this out, Chris.
Let's make it worth our while, Chris. Let's just lock in 300. Let's just race for 300.
Okay.
Let's lock in 300. We show if you find that bike, I'm going to race him head up for 300. Lock that in, Chris. If he don't race me,
that's
he owes me 300.
Okay. All right. Hold on, guys.
Chris,
we got another.
Chris.
Huh? Yeah.
Chris, I'm gonna give you $200 if he races, no matter what.
Wow.
He ain't getting in no water. It's a waste of time. Whoever knows him knows he ain't gonna race, and the people that don't know him.
Listen,
I know he ain't.
Wow. I'm
He's a little shy.
All right, then.
You know when you get mad because you can't be like somebody, so you got to get mad at them because you can't be like them. That's one of them.
Okay.
That's your number one fan, son.
Yeah, and he said admit it. He's my number one fan.
Mom. 11-20. 11-20.
He's my number one fan. He don't want to admit it. He'd rather get mad than humiliate himself. And go all the way down to the state capital to get the life beat out of him.
That man need to bring you a 12-pack of soda.
We got 11.
They say bring you no flour.
Yeah, 11-20. Your line is open.
Hey, Sean, I got this stock bike,
yeah,
man. You can be at the track tomorrow with. Tell kids how to come on out there. Stock bike, stock wheelbase, got a pipe, power commander. That's it.
That's what I need right there. Get him on here, Chris. I'm going to kill him before we even get down there.
Yeah, I have that track tomorrow for you, Sean.
No, Sean, don't kill him before you get down there. The world wants to see this.
Hey, man, that man don't call to
have his phone cut off, man.
Hey, Chris, get him back in here, Chris.
We're going to make him put something down on this with him.
Sean, you know we're going to have him. Don't worry about it. We'll be there.
Hey, CJ.
Okay.
CJ, you coming to Dano race the 30th?
Alex, you better stay with them swing arms. Don't get no swing arm on your bike.
Hey, what you tell me? Dust can't ride a stock wheel, base.
I'm just saying, don't fuck with short
hey,
pants.
Hey, hey,
stop and stop.
He got him a top wheelbase. You know, you're trying to cook up for me. You already know what they are cooking up. I don't give a damn what you.
I didn't say.
Motorbike.
Sounds like they're arguing among each other.
Hey, but CJ, I see
yeah,
what you put on there. We got on regular the 14. You want that?
You're breaking up.
Okay.
You're breaking up.
Oh, hey,
you going
to make the race right?
Yes,
sir.
Hold on, sir.
You going
to
make the race
I'm
right?
I got a 14.
We got a hand. We got a slider bike. We got everything. We don't have a top wheelbase. I'm going to go ahead. So I'm coming for your ass. I don't give a damn what you find.
Come on.
I'm coming. Hey, I am a dummy, and I will pay, and I will race. So it don't matter what happened to me. It will happen. CJ, we're going to make that
happen.
Yeah,
Alex. I'm here, buddy.
You gonna make that happen at the end of the month at Dano Race? Hey, hey, you tore our ass up. No excuses. We need to try that again.
Yeah, no problem. We can try that again.
You gonna be down the way? You gonna be at that race at the end of the month, the 30th?
Yeah, if you want to do something, I'll come.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
I'll let you know. We can
know
it's time.
Because you know it's 30 hours round trip for me. That beats the shit out of me every time.
Good God.
But look, you love beating the shit out of me.
No, I just like.
Hey, we let you kick our ass twice, and we see like your foot in our ass. It's hard to sit down. I gotta get that mother out. I'm gonna tell you that now. If I lose, I lost.
Yeah.
No excuses, but I'd be a
hey, asshole. Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Where your boy at?
He was on his line. Let me see here.
Oh, 6-3.
No, kid.
No.
All right.
Well, I was
in line
for flowers somewhere.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
He had that warning guard. Hey, Chris.
Ew.
CJ, uh-huh. CJ.
Hello.
Yeah, you race your bike at the track?
Yes, sir.
How you do you work at it?
You want to run the rail at the track?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been trying to reach Darrell at the track for a couple of years. He said he wouldn't go on the track.
Oh yeah, well, he gonna ride. He got a little turbo, a little 6 to 8 inch turbo.
All right, we can do.
Yeah, we'll run. Yeah,
we can do that. We can do that.
Real, he better have that goddamn turbo leading.
We can do that.
They're shooting. That's working.
Yeah, we'll run. The what? When they try, when y'all
turbo.
Try to run, twin?
We can do that turbo on the street.
Nah, he gonna do it on the street. Gonna do it at the track.
Oh, okay.
When y'all trying to do it,
CJ,
twin?
CJ, I know they're going to let you in.
They come down here. Well, I don't guess he's going to make no special trip. Unless they want
him to come down here.
I said when he come down here. You know, he come in October, ain't he? October. No,
yeah,
he might. I'm going to try.
There's a race.
No, Fred ain't
going to
travel. I'd be glad to do it on the 16th. Yeah, I would like to do it on the 16th, too.
Hey, Sean, y'all
coming
to Alabama?
Down there?
What part of Alabama are you talking about? When is it? It's in Birmingham, Lassen amount.
Oh, no. I ain't fool with that.
They don't redid the track.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, I ain't been there, man. It was 1985 when I went to that track last. It's like in the hill.
Yeah, somebody,
it's like right in the middle
somebody,
of a mountain, ain't it?
Yeah, somebody else done bought it, redid it.
We had an imposter on the show earlier, but I think the real guy's here now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
I'm trying to see when Twin was on 16.
DJ, you think we can make it to, well, you can make it to,
If I don't go to Rockingham.
Hey, Twin, can y'all put somebody else on that turbo and I ride CJ bike and run them?
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm just passing a question along. That's all I got.
Well, we're going to do that.
We're going to do two races.
Him and Durant and me and whoever else. But now somebody can ride it.
Well, that sounds good to me, but you got to see what's up with them.
Hey, Twin, it got a stock hand clutch in it?
Oh, I don't know nothing about it. I just saw him at the track on it. He just said, see what you were right.
DJ, but listen to me. Find out can they come to a Chris race on the 16th. That'll give you plenty of time to rest, and let's get down here, and let's get this money.
September 16th?
I mean, August 16th.
Then we can,
CJ.
Well,
you guys
but
got
fella,
me.
I just got another message. Doesn't mean to cut you off, but a guy sent me a message saying, Shannon, that on that 14, is you can, let me make sure I get it right here. Hold on. Okay,
hey,
it's
a what?
No, I was trying to get the message. They're saying that you can use the 14 to get that guy to hit on a bike, too. So you got several bikes you can ride.
Hold on. I can get the same guy
that
CJ
to
the race. I
got to
give him a hit?
No, he's talking about Kia. He's saying that you can use the 14 to get him to hit on a 14.
He's gonna let you ride on the 14. Somebody want me to get killed out of here. He got it. No hesitation. I'm gonna be on a 14, right? Somebody give him a gun. We can go kill himself before we get out on the 16th.
It's lying open, so they're listening to you. Why are they doing that? We got another caller here too, guys. 0676. Your line is open.
Yeah, Chris, I'm just back. My heart is
okay.
Calling home.
Yeah, man, we running him.
Yes, sir. With no problem. I wish they could put somebody light on it so I can get on your bike right now. Man, getting all kind of phone calls
from people giving them bikes. People giving me up. See, now, Chris, that's what he hates. Look at the bikes I'm getting. He hates that. He hates that. And I ain't calling nobody, asking nobody for nothing. He hates that. Who called him trying to get him something to race with? Nobody.
You need to go lock that in, Sean.
They trying to get his head. They trying to get his head beat in. We
that's because he's a nobody.
Sean, go sign the poster for that man so he can leave you alone.
Don't lock that in. Go on and be your first or second lady.
When he becomes somebody, then they might loan him a bike.
Man, that man ain't gonna, that man got to get embarrassed. I don't think he's coming. We can't have him getting caught to Milton, and he don't stay nowhere but 10 miles from now. How you going to go 200 from now?
Well, Sean, you ought to give him a ride.
I ought to give him what?
Give him a ride with you.
No, sir. I can't stay in the truck with him. Y'all trying to get me killed.
You already did with the Ebola he got. Well, just look. Just put him on the
man,
back.
You hear me? They said that man, that man went to New York, man, and spit in the water, man. Now Ebola's over here.
God damn.
Boy, you stupid.
Y'all cut the accident on in the trailer here. Put him in the trailer.
No, he's going to have to ride on an open trail outside, sitting on his
motorcycle. The police going to pull y'all over, man.
That's why when they get to talking to him, they're going to go real soon. Hey, they been not had a ticket booth. They been not had a ticket booth too close to. We gonna get those.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
damn.
Chris, tell them people only all them bite, man. Tell them I appreciate everything, but only need all them bite, man. I just need a stock bite, a thousand or 40, man. Look here, whatever, man. As long as you just land on the ground, I put me a tap on the front, man. I'm gonna beat that man to sleep. All you gotta do is just tell him that he's gonna wait for 300 off. Because I'm
going to
win
the 300
and get to
the
bike I'm riding.
Okay. It looked like the conversation stopped when we started talking money.
Didn't it? No, it stopped when Chris said he going to find that bike.
Well, you got a point.
That's
there,
when it stopped.
And when I said
that. I mean, he's gone, too.
The line is open, so he should be listening.
He's a coward. He ain't going to say nothing because he's a real-life coward. Say the coward. Now, who's still talking to who ain't? Now, that ought to
start. Hey, Ty, you remember how Vernon Mac said him downstairs? He said him on the phone.
Him mocking me.
Who the fuck is him?
Look at y'all. Now, where did the imposter go since CJ done got on the phone? Now, where did the imposter go? Hey, the real buck went to since CJ on the phone and asked him a couple questions.
Yeah, I thought them two were
Hey, no, not the real Buck. That's Mr. Buck.
Oh, that's Buckaroo.
Mr. Buckaroo.
That Buckaroo.
Where did he go?
I'm here.
No, not you. You the imposter. I'm talking about the real Buckaroo.
Yeah,
I guess he disappeared, too.
If I hung up.
Man, I'm telling you.
As soon as the real ones show up, they step out.
Huh?
As soon as the real Buck showed up, he took off.
Yeah. And that boy did all that talking, and Chris, he just finally stopped fighting. He took off, too.
That motherfucker took off like four and got run out them goddamn braces.
Hey,
run, Forrest, run.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all forgot that food. Show
you. It's how when you get hot, you got to get out the kitchen. You're getting a little too warm. You're getting a little too heated for him.
Shit, Sean, let you tell him he ought to be used to the heat.
Yeah. He can't get too much heat. Man, that's toxic, man. And where that toxic that man is, man, he's talking about an explosion. You got to get out of there.
Damn it, man.
I'm telling you.
Oh,
anytime
boy.
You can't stand your own mouth, man, something wrong. Anytime you can't stand your own mouth, something wrong.
Nigga wake up in the morning and slap his goddamn self.
I swear. Slap his self. And it just can't be me. Baby.
Oh.
Chris, you got to get that popping, man. A lot of folks on Eugene, all them boys want to see that, man. You got to make that happen, Chris.
Oh, don't worry.
Chris, we holding you responsible. That's the first race of the day. That's the first race of the day.
Oh, yeah. Look
here.
Okay.
That's the first race of the event. Look here. Hey, that's the first race of the event.
We're going to start it off.
Look what excited on they have.
I want to be around like the 330.
No, y'all ain't got to be nowhere at the 6 foot. Y'all ain't got to be nowhere at the tree.
No, I want to be at the 330, so. I want to be at the 330, so when you come by, he gonna be. I want to stop out there and just stop him.
Look,
hey, man,
when we by the 330, at the 330, you can run across there between them.
Your car will.
You hear me?
Look, Sean, I'm going to laser up. Oh, I can't be doing no running.
Look here, it ain't going to happen. You ain't got to do no running because it ain't going to happen. Man, that man will stand out at 5 o'clock traffic. Man, that one of them AD will have flattened his ass in the front of me.
Hey, man, all that shit he just got on here talking. He got me right.
Every week. He owed it arguing with Sean.
Every week. And look, now we're
going
to pull it.
Oh, that's the same dude from last week? Yeah.
Oh,
hey.
Every week.
That's the reason I hung up the goddamn phone last week.
I hung up last week, too. Same reason. He ain't gonna
reach
a cripple man. He ain't gonna
reach
a man in a wheelchair.
Unless
he know he gonna win.
We'll fuck around and put a smile on it. Smile ain't got nothing but one leg.
He don't want no smile.
Man,
look at him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even
think
smile.
I put a
smile with him.
Smiley was on YouTube this weekend.
Bro, Smiley is the baddest man alive with one leg.
On one. Show wheel.
In my book. In my book, I could be wrong, but Smiley is the baddest man alive with one leg.
On one leg, yes he is.
Only thing I don't like about it, Sean, is Smiley so goddamn, he's so goddamn crazy. He can't balance the bike when he get up in the air, but that fool, he never come out the drop.
I seen him make a pair of times about off. He look good down there. I said, man, look at him. That boy gotta get some money.
I don't see him make hell of a pass. I also don't see him when the bike got up in the air and it went to wiggling. And I don't know how in the hell he sat it down, but he sat it down and won the race.
They had to do the burnout for him. And they bring him up to the line. He get on right there.
Believe it or not, he still ride in the street.
Do it.
Wow.
Yeah. He ride in the street.
Yeah,
I first met Smiley back then in 2009, I think, at US 19, man, when I first got a chance to see him riding. He scared the devil out of me then, man. Because the bike came up in the air and came down and started wiggling kind of, and I'm like, man, goodness, he scared me on that pass there.
He scared me every time he rides, Chris. I ain't going to tell you no lie. But if he a bad man right now. If Smiley still had both of his legs, he'll show up in here.
He had that dude actually beat, man, until we came back around him towards the 8 mile. I guess he must have sprayed him or something.
What bike he was on, Chris?
Something looked like a 14, wasn't it? A white 14, Shine? Yeah, okay.
I ain't never seen
white 14, what?
Then Smiley was riding.
That Smiley was riding.
No, Smiley was on a Fusa.
Okay.
Wasn't that booster without the fans on it?
No, yeah, without the fans around the bottom, yeah, with the little cut out, the tail light piece out. Yeah,
that's the one he always ride.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it. That booster was getting down through there.
That might
got down through there and then good. Yeah, that ran good down through there. With the street pipe on it. That bike ran good. Man,
yeah,
I was in put a smile on kids out, man. Kill out to the number, push Smiley to the starting line.
I believe Smiley tried Pro Mod bike. You put him on it.
Yeah,
And that's he, I believe
yeah,
he is.
I would want to do it. But see, you can't, Chris, because he can't sit there with him.
Oh, okay. But I bet he would try.
He can't sit there with him.
Yeah, but he has to balance it with his left side. Every time they try to spread, that
go,
bitch Willis.
He ain't go up in there nothing. He ain't go up in there nothing, man. That man was gone.
They both was on motor. Every time he running on motor, stay on the ground. When they shoot that shit to it, that bitch go to the moon.
Yeah, but they must just spray. Now, they ain't going to they come in there and get doing. Now, they sprayed it. They must have got the progression box right on it so it won't be winning and stuff. Because he sprayed it because he was looking for a nitrogen bottle. They were working on it right beside my trailer. Yeah, he did. He made a good pass. Yep, Smiley made a good pass on that bike.
9 times out of 10, depends on who Smiley racing. 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna bet with it.
You can't take him lightly.
You can believe that.
No, sir.
No, a lot of people would underestimate him if he were to go to a track didn't nobody know nothing about him. He probably make somebody give him 5 or 6 bike wins.
He loves all of that.
He loves
all
of that, man. Give me some. I'm handicapped. Man, can you imagine him going to Texas, Arizona, Oklahoma somewhere, man, and telling people, man, he can't ride no bike and I'm going to have a few spots or something?
Hey, before they pay me money, goddamn, he's going to have to learn from that. They're going to try to shoot at him. Yeah. If them motherfuckers get smiling anything, I can promise you they won't see him no more. So they put that bike on the trail.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, you remember back in the day when he had that 1000, the one that he had the wreck on?
I don't remember the 1000.
He had a blue and white. I think it was like an 03,
04. I remember he had a 12, I think.
I don't remember the 1000. Had a blue and white 1000. He need to show nugget that 1000 here.
Yeah, he's
good. Smiley
ride a long time.
Yeah. All right, guys. Hold on. We got another caller here, man.
9316.
Your line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris? This is Marshall, man.
Hey, what's up, man?
Okay. How y'all doing, fellas? Just checking in.
What's going on?
Good. We're doing good. Yes, sir.
Mike Phillip up there at the strip club night.
No, he ain't.
Mike was at the strip club Friday night.
Hey, no, he's killing tonight.
No telling with Mike.
I ain't lying.
Yep, ain't no telling.
I was looking to get cussed out tonight.
But Mike said he can't do nothing but twist that thumb in his sleep, man. He can't wait till the 16th.
Yeah,
well, look at it. Chris, since you got it all quiet on him right now, I got a little announcement I'm going to make right quick.
Okay.
And y'all pay attention to what I'm finna say now, because there's gonna be some serious issues that I'm finna tell y'all. Y'all can read between the lines. Anybody that's calling us concerning this Billy Bowles race, we appreciate it. If nobody would even call us again, that goes for Billy Bowles also. We care not to race him. We will not race him or anything associated with him. So for his concern is running him, he can go fuck himself. And that's for anybody that's sending messages to us for us running us. please do not call our phone boys running him. It will not happen.
Mm-hmm. With beer, we'll not get a race.
That is.
Yep. I heard from the man himself. Beer will not get a race.
Be aware of what?
I'm not. We ain't getting into all that. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Just be aware. Watch what you're doing.
And I'll be
a what team. A good beer. While that's marinating, we got one more call on the phone. 6044, and your line is open.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
6044, your line is open.
Yeah, I tell you, I keep on getting a little knick-knack shit like the gas he gets, you know.
All right.
Whenever you're ready to go, Charlie, I'm ready.
All right, we're going to get
it. All
right. Yeah. Who it is?
Yeah, we got another number here, man. A 111 number. Your line is open.
Hey, Eugene.
Yo.
You couldn't have done it no better, buddy. That was a good one. You did the right thing. That's all I got to say about that. Did the right thing. And y'all listen to what he's saying, guys. Peep game. What's going on? Be aware.
We got you on the phone now, man. That race is a go with you and Alex, isn't it?
With who?
With Alex, with the Night Rider bike.
Oh, you coming? Okay. That's cool.
Oh,
what
yeah.
About the rest of them? What's about the other one? Sue Ball, you coming?
Well, I hadn't checked on him. I know he said in a statement early in the week that he
hell
was. He's
no.
Still a... I don't know. I think Soup is on here listening. Soup, so if you're on, man, press one or something. Let us know the status or something. All righty. All right, your line open, guy.
Yeah, I'm coming, but I'm still waiting for the part.
Okay.
Hey, Soup, on. Can I ask you a question, man?
Yeah.
So you getting a post from Billy Voss too that's coming from out of the country, like Ryan?
Who is this, Conrad?
Yeah, you must be getting a post from Billy Voss too, I guess, that come from overseas.
Hey,
nah, leave post alone, man.
I'm getting a part from Catalyst. Catalyst has to make that part.
Man, I got all the body work you need. If I can let you borrow body work just for that race, you just get it back to me when you get finished.
I tell you what, why don't you come to Gillum this week? We ain't got to wait till the race.
Well, damn, man, we tried that with you about three times already, man.
We ain't talking about what we tried. We
We gonna do.
We ain't talking about what we try.
Hey,
my body was supposed to be.
I'm working this weekend. We gonna do another 16.
Oh, okay.
Next weekend. Yeah, right. I'm working this weekend.
Let me handle my part then. Let me handle my parts then.
I got you. Handle your part, all
right.
Cause I got an 18 over 10-2 Cup Zero tail. If you need to borrow it.
Who said it was a tail?
Oh, you need a tail? You need a tail?
Who said it was a tail?
What you need? I'm saying I got a lot of body work, dude. What you need?
You ain't got
all
what I need.
Stuff.
Oh, all right.
Hey,
I got
Sue.
You.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Sue, this is Marshall, man. Hey, what y'all got shaking over there this weekend?
Oh, you talking about Gillum?
Yeah, in Gillum.
Nah, they ain't got. They just got test and tune, and they got a race Saturday.
Hey, how's just like on a regular just test and tune? How's the track just on regular test and tune?
To be honest with you, I hadn't been down there, but twice.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Sue, but I talked with him, and he said that he prepped the track just like it was an event or something over there on the test and tune night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're kind of looking for somewhere to go this Saturday, depending on where the weather hit at, as far as action.
Right.
Right.
Well, I know they're supposed to have a race Saturday, so it should be prepped.
Okay. I know we all, well, the ones all around here and a few from Texas hit Evadale up Saturday. So, but if the rain is down here and not up there, we might head your way.
Okay. What's up?
Hey, Football, I just realized what you said, dude.
Yeah,
you
go
might
ahead.
Not come to State Capitol on the 16th because your pulse didn't come from Calvin. But if I come to get them this weekend,
hey,
the pulse going to be here this weekend? That's what you're saying? I don't understand. That's what I'm just trying to figure out. You say if I come to get them this weekend, you're racing Saturday, but you don't know about next Saturday because the park's not going to be there. May not be there yet. Make
well,
me understand
well,
what you're trying to say.
Conrad, let me let you know
break
everything so you'll feel free.
I'm
going
right,
to test when this part come in.
Okay.
Now you understand?
All right. I got you.
Right.
I just
now you know as much as I
you
know.
I got you. Break it down, Soup. I got it. All right. Got it. That's cool. I respect your mind.
That's what's up.
Well, if you don't make it for the 16, we will be out there and get them on the fort, to Chris Ray's on the fort. So,
okay.
We get it at one of them, bro. The fort.
Right.
The 16th, the fort, and then the other one, Chris, the 25th in Memphis, right? Yeah.
Right.
So we are going to be playing on these two races first.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yep. Well, everything looking good for next weekend, though. The weather's supposed to be great. Everybody coming, so we all going to have a good time and race and be happy, I guess.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Hey, Chris, say something about your race. You say on the 4th of next month in Gillum?
Yeah.
Okay.
4th of October.
I mean, This a bike race right here?
Yeah, it's a bike race.
Well, I'm talking about, is it like the Pro Mars, you know, at the same time, or is it, you know, what kind of race
I'm
is that?
Have some fun bikes over there to make some exhibition pass or whatever on the track to get some quarter-mile bikes over there. But
yeah.
Other than that, it's going to be classes and goods and stuff, kind of testing out to see what over there in that area. It'll be a little of everything, though.
We used to have a lot of races out there, boy. Everybody used to head that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a big Portmore race coming up for those guys, so I think that they, a lot of them will be kind of saving the engine for that race there, so I'm not going to push them too hard.
Yeah.
Let me see here. We got two more callers here. 6802. Your line is open.
Your line is open.
6802, your line is open.
6802, your line is open.
All right, we got 8269. Your line is open.
Man, that dude Conrad with that red bike ain't going to reach nobody. He's scared to run people. I tried running that dude 3-4 times. He ain't going to do nothing.
Man, whoever you are, you don't even know me because I don't race.
I have somebody that raised for me. Get it right.
Man,
he's not scared of nobody.
I held him Michael Phillips at the track. He ain't want to race me.
Man, you lying, dude. That dude don't try to raise out for nobody. What you talking about? Whoever you is, man. You talking shit.
Man.
That's all you doing.
Man, y'all boys don't want to race them bikes. I got a little stock chair street type bike. I call y'all out, which y'all ain't want to do nothing.
All right. You funny, kid. You funny. You funny. You funny. You funny. You funny. You have me, bro.
Well, you almost got on the Conrad team.
You have me.
Conrad,
who else coming out to the race on the 16? I don't want to hear nothing about Shine racing at the gate, Alex talking shit in Rockingham, who meeting Custom Cuts and Billy. Me, I don't want to hear all that shit. I want to know who else coming to the race and coming to support Chris on the 16th. He hold this for y'all. Who coming to support the man race? They going to have plenty
everybody
of action going.
We going to be there. Everybody going. Hey, bro, I'm so excited, dude. I'm coming out of my pocket. Y'all going to have free food for everybody. Bring your own drinkers, though. I'm buying 2 cases of turkey neck, 20 pound potatoes, and a case of Simple Eye corn. So come with your stomach right. Buy your own drinkers, though. I'm going to supply the food.
Yeah, I'm be bringing some food, too. I got my son's birthday party that morning. That's a damn shame. This is how bad I'm trying to make the Chris race. I pushed my son's birthday party up 2 hours so I could get his birthday party out the way so I could hurry up and get to the race.
Man, don't get in the doghouse, man.
I ain't going to get in the doghouse. Look, as long as I still pay for everything, I ain't going to be in the doghouse.
Okay.
If you feel you're going to get in the doghouse, just put the doghouse on the trailer when you come to the race, just leave it at the racetrack.
Well, fellas, it's been fun. I got to get ready to get up out of here. I'll holler at y'all next week.
Okay.
And Tony, where you going, bro?
Man, I got to step on out to Pensacola and get back first thing in the morning, head up to Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be chatting with you.
I got a little bit of late night trucking today. I got to drop this shit out in Pensacola, unload, reload, and goddamn take it on up the highway.
Oh, okay.
10 and 95 to Jacksonville. 295 to 95 to VA.
Oh, hell no. Hey, that's
going through the woods? You going through the woods?
Nope. I'm going to leave Pensacola. I'm going back up to Montgomery because I got to shoot back to Atlanta to drop.
I got you. Hey, I just let you know, dude, they had an accident on 65 and 85 today. 85 still shut down in Montgomery, brother. That car ran under that 18-wheeler, caught a fire. 4 people died. They couldn't get out. They couldn't get them out in time. All 4 of them died. I was just trying to
figure
out Montgomery.
Throw the bushes out of there.
Don't get off. Pass up 85 on 65 and get off on North Boulevard and run 431 north and get back up on 85 on the other side. Because the interstate shut down in Montgomery on 85.
Yeah.
It shut down.
I know it.
Go to North Boulevard and get on 431 north.
All right.
I was just in the town for like 3 hours until I got out of
it. Okay, dope. All right, y'all fella, be careful, man. We'll holler at you.
All right.
Later, dude.
Guys, we got another guy trying to get in. Let me see if I can get him on in here for a second. So hold for one second.
Hello?
All right, Rob, we got you.
What's up with you, man?
Well, I can't call it. What's going on with you, man?
Not much, man. I was sitting here on my birthday. I just wanted to see what was going on, what the boy was talking about up there. I said, let me go to here.
Okay. We got a lot of them on here, man. So if you got something you want to say or whatever, express, you can have the floor, man.
I ain't trying to have the floor. I'm just trying to I'm just trying to get there on, you know what I mean, next week. That's all.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see what's being said, what's going on.
All right.
And how everything's looking. Everybody still coming out.
Oh, yeah. From the looks of it, I've even seen a few bikes out of town talking about bringing some street type bikes there. So I shouldn't see where it's going to be no problem for nobody to get a race.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yes,
that's what it is, big dog.
You hadn't shortened your bike up to 72 or 98. Are you still 74?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might have to shorten it, though.
What bike is that you bringing?
Huh?
What bike is that you bringing?
Nasty Nikki and Gas Monkey.
All right.
Yeah. But I might have, I don't know how to, you know what I mean? I might have to shorten it.
What you talking about? Yeah.
I don't know how to track work. You know what I mean? I've never been down there, so I don't, you know what I mean?
I got you. You coming, your bike's coming in Friday or you coming in Saturday?
Man, I'm thinking about coming down there on leaving Thursday, getting down there Friday so I can,
after the show, you know what I mean? I hit you up and that's after the show. When I'm gonna give you a call. I hit you up and wrap.
Okay. Because like I said, it ain't worked the last time. You know what I mean? When I was down in Rockingham, they ain't worked. You know.
Right. So I got you.
So I'm just trying to make, I'm trying to make something work and do. But I just wanted to have fun. And like I said, too, I ain't never seen New Orleans, never been in New Orleans a day in my life, so.
Well, Rob, you come one time, dude, you're going to come back again.
You
heard me, Rob?
Right, yeah.
You're going to like it, bro. You're going to enjoy it.
Oh, okay, man. Hey, listen, man, I don't know if my man Audie be up here, but I think he's from New Orleans.
Audie from Shreveport.
Oh, okay. So he probably be at the track. I know he always told me to come through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I ain't seen him in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be there.
Well,
my
favorite
Roxy, bro.
I mean, like suited. Like
yeah,
suited, he probably about 165, 170, something like that.
Okay.
Yes, he ain't no small guy. I tell you, I ain't got no small job.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that answered the question about Ness and Nicky and Gas Monkey.
Why, they wanted to know whether it's going to be there?
Well, no, they were just wondering, man. One bike was the other bike, so I guess that answers the question. you have one bike side by side with each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, both of them will be there.
Yeah.
Both of them will be there. If everything goes right, if God, you know what I mean? God, keep the eyes open, I'll be there. You know,
okay.
Like I said, I want to see something different. I want to see something new.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Who all of it? My man Shine up here?
Sam was on earlier, man. I think he got off, though.
Yeah, okay. It's quiet on a Wednesday. What's going on?
The first half was good, man. Buck came on the beginning of the show, then he left, and another Buck came on the second part of the show. So I don't know.
Another Buck.
Yeah, they got two guys. One up from Mississippi.
Yeah, one black Buck and one white Buck.
Yeah.
Damn. With the same
bike? I'm sorry. One of them is Buck and one of them is Mr. Buck.
Yeah, with the same bike?
Yeah, same bike.
Damn.
That boy is a fool, man. I was by the truck stop waiting to get some reefer fuel. I almost missed that boy talking that shit. That boy crazy, man. John Paul Jones.
Oh, it was him?
Yeah. That color brother, man. Like he was Buck. This is Buck.
Stop playing.
Yeah, he was playing, man.
About 2 weeks ago, not the repo man, but he was the title pile man.
Man,
Talking about Killzone finally tied it to the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Man, now you know what? I was chilling, and my cousin came over, because my cousin be on that joint, right? And he was like, yo, man, he played it on his iPad, and I listened to that, man. That was crazy. That was crazy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. It's, but they both have his bike right. They both be racing Eddie and Valdosta, right?
Yeah.
They both be racing Eddie Kane and, yeah.
When our kids made a post and said that the race was supposed to be locked and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who, that's what I heard. Who's running Eddie Kane or Jared running Eddie Kane? Which one?
Yeah.
No, CeCe running Eddie Kane.
Yeah, CeCe and Eddie Kane for $10.
Yeah, what's up?
What?
Look, we can have him on here, man, so he can verify. Let me see. Custom Cuts, man. Your line is open, guys. You're on here.
Yes, this is our Custom Cuts.
That's John Paul again, man.
Yeah, this is brother.
Yes, wow. Wow, yes, wow.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Chris. Mike said to get him in. Mike just texted me to let him in.
Okay.
Hey, John Paul.
This is Custom Cut.
Hey, John Paul. Hey, Custom Cut, all right. Hey, son, y'all remember the first night this dude came on up with that Walmart shit about it, had a spilling aisle two in Walmart that night? That's the same dude right there, right? That's the same dude, right?
Yeah, that's the same guy.
No, There was a spill that was in Walmart. I mean, we was there at the time, and you know, the guy he was called to action to clean up that spill. That's all I can say on that.
Yeah.
Damn, CeCe, you sound like Buck.
I don't know.
Like Buck. You just sound like
the
same accent to me.
Oh,
no, that's Mr. Buck.
I can call him.
Mr. Buck,
I mean,
that's Mr. Buck. Oh, you got Buck and you got Mr. Buck.
I mean,
got your mom.
All
the
men Buck hang out.
You and Buck hang out? God damn, y'all talking like, don't y'all?
Hey, I can get him on the line. You want me to?
Yeah, get him on the line.
Hey, Buck. Yeah.
sorry, yeah.
Y'all stupid as hell, man.
Them boys crazy.
Man, y'all boys.
Sorry, yeah.
Y'all boys. Y'all boys, why the fuck is here?
All the time.
Hey, yeah.
Well, what Mr. Spider-Man said then? But
I mean, that little young guy that had that Martin Alive from Miller Lite, Killzone. Yeah, I mean, the guy, he's okay, but you know, he having financial difficulties at this time. I mean, it's bike, you know, his bike is running okay, but you know, he just can't afford to run with the big.
Oh, so Mr. Title Max, you know Buck, and you know Mr. Title Max. I mean, CeCe, I'm sorry, CeCe,
all right,
you know.
All right. You take care, Ma.
Well,
you,
CeCe,
you know,
Buck, right now, I work hand in hand with the Title Max guy. I mean, we have the gentleman's title here in hand, and you know. I mean, he went ahead and bought the deed to his mobile home because we was going to pull it too. But he bought us the deed. He can run a little bit more here. If he takes a couple more losses, we're going to snatch the mobile home from up under him too. So, you know, that's how it's looking.
Damn, y'all rough, ain't y'all?
Oh, yeah, we, man, all day. We don't care about y'all.
I'm glad I ain't got shit financed through y'all.
Damn. Like,
Mr. Buck, you worse than Santo.
Well, he was jumping around like a monkey in the track, grinding like he was a big ball and shot caller. And y'all didn't have
a minute. Hold on, hold on. Here you go again with this monkey stuff. Hold on now. Hold on now. See, I thought we had a discussion about this monkey. You a white man. You can't be saying no monkey stuff now.
Nothing but an animal to me. I mean, that's what he looks like with those, you know, brown lips and that big mole on his nose. He looks like one of those orangutans.
See, there you go, man.
You're a fool, man. You're a fool.
But, you know, he's okay with me. I mean, he's just having some financial difficulties, but we're going to work through it, though. We're going to work through it.
Hey, it's Tyler Max. Can you still, he can only race the bike on the motor. He can't spray, right?
Against who?
Y'all won't let him spray nitrous on the bike. He can only race it on the motor, right?
I mean, that's what, in the contract, you know, and it's not me, it's the contract. The contract.
Oh, the contract.
If he goes down that track, the only time he can spray the bike, but it's just going to be a purge. He cannot spray it inside the combustion track.
Dude, you're stupid. Dude, you're stupid.
Purge it, but he cannot put the nitrous in the combustion chamber. I mean, when he goes through the eighth of a mile, I mean, he can go through all the gears, you know, make it look good, do a good burnout, but he cannot spray it in the combustion chamber.
Yes, indeed. Boy, you out there, dude. You way out there.
You know, I mean, he can go down the track on the motor because, I mean, if he's scared, it's going to blow, and he don't have the money to pay for it. I mean, the fact is, he don't have the money. I mean, we have, you know, I hate to see the man, and he can't even touch his bike, you know, because it don't even own it. The only thing he owns is the wiring harness and the rims. That's all he has.
Hey, Mr. Tyler Max, Buck, I'm sorry. Buck, when y'all going to run Katrina?
Well, I mean, that's kind of sore subject. See, JT told me that those guys are fast. You know, I mean,
those guys are fast.
Now, I mean, well, I put Kingpin on just to show people that you know, my bike is kind of those guys are fast.
But you said something earlier. What you said happened to it? You're saying something happened to it. What happened to it, dude? What happened with some of the spinnerings or speed? What you say? How you say?
Spinnerings.
Blew the thing, pumps it up, man, like the blew his balls off the bike.
Dude, you're stupid, bro. You ought to be a freaking idiot, dude.
He was going to quit riding my bike. You know, Jesse, I mean, he's kind of laid back cat, but, I mean, he blew my bike up. I'm on the return road. It's all this.
Somebody got your feet in or something.
Give me some kind of feedback and tell me what happened. Did you hit the two-step down the track? Just jump and chill. So tell me.
This is Tyler Max Buck, and who else? Oh, he's CC. No, not. Oh, he's Buck right now. Boy, you crazy. You know that? I got to give it to you. You're fucking hilarious. Oh, Lord. And then
I have an inside source. Now, this is coming from Mr. Custom. Now, everybody's like, but number nine, he's jumping around like some kind of clown, you know, with his tank. But I promise you, better bled on bed on the black, because he's going to have a surprise for that with the cane or Johnny Cane or whatever his name is. He's going to have a surprise for us.
But the Custom Cut say he like to listen to the Gap Band. You know who the lead singer of the Gap Band is, ain't you?
Well,
that's
I don't listen.
Old school?
I mean, those guys, I don't listen to that Gap Band or breakdance band. I don't listen to all that stuff. All that. I don't know.
I'm fucking doing hilarious,
bro. Somebody like that, I listen to him, you know, but those colored guys, I mean, those black guys, I don't listen to all that.
Oh, there you go with that
color. Color guy. Color guy.
First
there you go. There you go again with that shit again. Boy, you and me, monkey jokes, boy jokes, color guy jokes. This 2014 with the bug. The hell?
Well, you know, that's when they call me Mississippi White Boy. It's clean Mississippi burning, buddy.
Well, Mr. Buck, when y'all gonna run in too deep?
In too deep?
Yeah.
All the like this, in too deep, they got me in too deep. To ran Katrina to get those guys, these guys, and come.
Chris, we got a real bad feedback from that. Mr. Buck.
Yes.
Your phone was breaking up. Say that again. Now, when y'all gonna run in too deep?
I said, we can run in. I mean, in too deep kind of got a little bit in too deep when they ran Katrina. I mean, when they get out of that hole that they dug themselves in, we'll be glad to run. We'll be obliged to run those guys.
Is JT going to be riding the bike?
Yeah, JT is my man. You know, he had to go get surgery back on his parts down there because he got burned up a little bit, but we will have him patched back up.
It's crazy, man. Oh, Lord. Man,
I mean, JT, he's a good rider, and you know we want to keep him on the team. I mean, the guy had second degree burns after that bike exploded on him.
Blew it to smithereens. You say?
Blew it to smithereens, just like you know that Eddie Kane guy. I mean, he looked like backdraft on the track out there. All that fire glowing kabloom. I mean, looked like a Batman movie.
Oh, Lord. Man, y'all crazy. Man, what I missed, I kind of heard Buck came on the show earlier. Then I missed half the show because I had to hang out with my mom for a minute. But Buck, Mr. Pipe, I mean, which one, what I CC? What CCA is it?
Well, right now, he's, we got him, he's performing tonight. He had a show he had to perform for some kids. They needed a clown, and you know he wanted to jump around, and, you know, do clown stuff and things like that for the kids. You know.
Yeah, I heard you earlier. I had to get off the show though.
When y'all
gonna try Katrina though for real? Katrina and N2D.
Well, Katrina is a little too fast for us. I'm going to be honest with you. In too deep, we're not afraid of that bike.
The Katrina camp had said last week that they'll give them gas money. They come on down here to the race on the 16th.
Well.
And then, if y'all come down, we'll give y'all some gas money too, Mr. Book.
Well, hold on. Let me talk to Custom. Custom Cut.
Hey. Mr. Buck, I didn't know UNCC was tight like that. Y'all live by each other. I thought you lived in Mississippi.
He's one of my dancers. Cuff just told me that he's not doing anything to that bike until he runs through Eddie Kane. When he runs through Eddie Kane, then he'll do another race. And they're going to be just like. Just like that, what's that colored guy, that boxer guy, Ali, he shook up the world.
Yeah, he shook the world. He's going to
shake up the grudge game.
Because he's a scary hoe. That's why. He's a scary hoe.
Well, you can call him what you like, buddy. I mean, that's, you
I'm
know.
I'm going to. I'm going to call him what I like.
Mr. Buck.
I know he can't. He's scary, just like you said.
Mr. Buck, you and
CeCe
hanging out tight together.
Oh yeah, man, he's a downright good guy.
Oh, okay. I ain't no Buck move to Georgia. Oh, you just told
man,
Buck you done paid you
change.
To come over there and dance tonight.
Well, Buck has a hundred acres of watermelons down here, so he stays down here quite a bit.
Ain't nobody talking about the grudge racing. We need to change the subject.
Well, buddy, I mean, if you don't want to listen to it, you might need to turn off your radio.
Well, I'm just waiting for someone to talk about racing, and it ain't coming. I might have to turn it off.
Well, go ahead. I mean, nobody holding you back except your hand.
John Paul, you hurting him, John Paul. Come, John Paul.
I mean, yeah, he can call me whatever you like. I mean, my name is Buck. I mean, I am not going to get mad. You can call me gay, whatever you want. I mean, I'm just a southern boy, and, you know, I just want to get some racing in without blowing my bike up so much.
You guys don't want to race.
You guys?
Yeah.
Buddy, we will run anybody.
This is so gay, just like you. That is boring.
Well, cut your radio off, buddy. Cut your radio off. Go up there and turn those two big knobs and those rabbit ears and cut it off.
Hey, old school shit.
I mean, over here we have five stations. All you got to do turn the if you're number one, turn to number two. If your number two don't fit right, hit 3, 4, 5.
This is what grudge racing's come to.
Yes, turn it off, buddy. Turn it off.
Wow, this is terrible. I feel sorry for you guys.
I know. I feel more sorry than you, buddy.
Not me. I race.
Race what?
16, bro.
I'm good.
What are
you racing? Races in every weekend.
I mean, what are you? I'm talking about you, not y'all. You.
Yeah, I race every weekend. I got a race tomorrow night in Indy. Yes, I do. With a dude 270. So now what?
Well, good for you. I'm glad you race. We race too.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I already got 4 more minutes, guys. Well,
Chris, I like to say I really appreciate you having me on tonight. And old Buck is not going anywhere. You know, old Buck is not going anywhere. I'm going to be around my buddy JT. He's got those second-degree burns passed up on his parts. I mean, it didn't hurt him any. I mean, Kingpin's going to be out there in the game. I mean, you're looking for the elections coming up. I mean, everybody get out there and vote. You know, I mean, just everything's going good. The economy's going. I mean, we're making a change. We're charging forward. So all I got to say to all those guys out there that's trying to throw salt in the game, buddy, we're here to stay. This is old Buck talking here from down south. I'm signing off, and I'll see you guys next week. Y'all take it easy.
Comedy hour.
Hi, Buck. All right, Buck.
Take it easy.
Good job. Good job, Buck.
Come Red. I got a question for you, man.
Hey,
the guys in Texas wanted to know, man, you on Eric's first in race, in line to race, or you going to wait?
We can do that first.
Okay.
What that? Oh, hey, Sue still on him?
Sue's still on him.
Sue, I thought I tried to get you to do that race before Chris race, and we could have did it again at Chris race.
Hey, what about my Sue?
Hello?
Huh?
You what now?
No, I thought I told you we could have did it in Gillum. We could have met you in Gillum before Chris race and did it. You said you were still waiting on some parts.
Chris wasn't talking about Soup, Mike.
Huh?
No, I'm talking about
Soup. I heard Soup and Conrad earlier. I was with my mom. And I heard Soup tell Conrad about coming to Gillum this weekend.
He changed it.
I thought he told Conrad to come this weekend, but I had been trying to get him to do that race 2-3 weeks ago.
He said he was still waiting on parts.
Oh, all right. I thought he had told Conrad to come to Gillum this weekend.
He did say that.
Mike,
can you hear me?
Yeah.
My part is supposed to be in Friday. I'm hoping that it makes it Friday. My plan is to go to Gillum.
Okay. Well, shit, you should have let us know something. We could have did something the weekend. We could have shook them down fast. Whoever, we and Lou, we could have rematched it at Chris race.
Right.
Right. I got you, though. That's cool. I mean, but you're gonna do something on the 16th, though, right?
Yeah, if everything goes according to plan, we'll be there.
All right, that's good. That's tenfold. All right. All right.
All right.
Mike, we've got to find Rob some.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have a treat for Rob. I'm gonna take care of Rob.
Okay.
Oblige
me, man.
I am. You ain't got to worry, old school.
Oblige me. No doubt.
I got you.
Good hospitality.
We're gonna treat you right, country boy style.
No
well, all right, after Friday night, we go hang out. Hook up.
What's up right there.
We'll get together. I ain't going to say no more, but I tell you what, you have a good time now fucking with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. I need to hear.
All right. But that's cool, Chris.
Right,
I'm going to bust out, dog. That's
all
I'm about.
All right, guys. Well, it's 9 o'clock, man, and I guess we're going to go on and pull it for tonight.
All right.
We may do a show Friday night, man. I've got to put something out there and let you know.
Hey, Chris.
Like,
hey, Chris.
Huh?
Chris, it's Steve, man. Yeah. I just want to say something to show that.
Okay.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know, man. I hear him talking about the set, but listen, I might go down there. I ain't got the fastest bike in the world, but I hook down at that track. Eddie Kang, all of them hook down at their track. So, you know, I hear some people talking about power. You know, shit, I went to Maryland, and hell, I had problems at the fucking track. So, you know, it just all depends on, you know, what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So can't nobody say nothing about the track, because each track you go to, you know, you're going to have something, so you'll never know if you're going to have a problem if you don't come, you know. Bring your bike, you know, the track probably be 100, you know. Like I say, I hooked before, Eddie Kingdom hooked.
You ain't going to have to worry about the track. The track don't be 100.
Yeah.
The track don't be right.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to make sure of that.
So all them boys hooked at the track before, you know, and we ain't had no problem with the track, you know. So
yeah.
Whoever got saying that the track won't hook or this and that, the track will hook, you know. We run standing down. We probably had the best 60-foot we ever had since we had the bike. So, you know, can't nobody say the track won't hook, you know?
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
All right. Yes, indeed. All right, guys. Well, we don't have anything else. We got one call here. I'm going to open up this line and see if this is somebody got anything else. 6802, man. Line is open. Okay, no, they don't have anything. Okay, well, guys, you all have a good night. Like I said, we may chime back in Friday as well. So let's stay tuned, and we'll do it just like we done last Friday. So with that being said, man, you all have a nice night.
You do the same,
Chris. Okay, well.